Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we can talk some more Niners and maybe jump into the Warriors. They play the Utah Jazz tonight.
You going?
No.
Oh, yeah, you ain't feeling too well.
I got to get healthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a haircut today, though.
Theraflu.
Yeah, sure.
Are you taking any meds?
Just a lot of water.
All right.
Vitamin C.
They recognize gang, man.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's the name of the song. Gang recognize gang, man.
Another great lyric from the hip-hop community.
Hey, did you say you knew somebody named Icebox who apparently sold Ayuka's jewelry?
No, it's different Icebox.
Oh, okay. I was like, Steiny.
I know an Icebox who's a security guard at Chase, and he also was a pro roller derby dude back in the day.
Your boy's bad on some skates.
Who?
Me.
I'm sure you are.
I used to roller skate. Now, I do have to say this. I was out at the Oracle, Steiny. We got major love. People could just throw it was some, make sure you tell Steiny that you yourself and myself help guys and gals get through the day. I heard that at least four times. I'm delivering the message to you. Put me in a good mood.
Nice.
Up until the ball tip.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Let's go to Austin in Redwood City.
Austin
wants to talk about Brandon Ayuk.
Hey, yo, hey, this Brandon Ayuk thing, I really don't care.
Oh.
It's between both parties. Both parties being petty. One party thinks he deserves his contract for the projection that he put on the field, and the other one feel like he didn't. So they made it to a point where, hey, you do something wrong in this contract, we're going to avoid this contract. The Niners is just being... they don't want to pay nobody. We had a chance to get Davante Adams, and he said it himself. They being cheap with their money. So what makes you think they want to give Brandon Ayuk the money if they wasn't trying to give it to Adams? So,
but Austin, they already gave it to him.
But they gave it to him, but in that contract somewhere in the line, they say, hey, you make this mistake. We go veto this. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm.
Exactly what happened. So, hey, on to the next.
Thanks, Austin.
Ricky
Pearsall.
Tonight.
Ricky
need Pearsall. Him tonight, yeah. Big game for McCaffrey against his former team. I just don't think he did anything to get it void.
He did.
Nah, Steiny. If he did, they wouldn't want his ass back at all this season. Nobody's that, I don't want to use the word, desperate. I mean, I believe this is something he said, or he wasn't showing up to meetings or all that stuff. He was just on an island like Gilligan, basically like, do what you got to do. But he didn't rob a bank or break into any, like, what could he have done for them to void and us not know something, if he did something stupid off the field while he was rehabbing? I don't believe that to be the case.
Well, we have no idea.
He almost got traded. They should have traded him. And I think those chickens are coming home to roost. But the one positive, if this relationship is severed, what you said early, they could get up out of this contract, which, hey, Brandon, if you're listening, I'm rooting for you. But if you were, this was NASDAQ, Steiny, and I had to bet on stock, I think the stock is down. This was a catastrophic injuries this dude suffered. So I say that to say, was he ever going to be what he was? And now maybe that'll be on somebody else's dime.
Yeah, we have no idea what happened. And it's clear that Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers have no interest in explaining to us what happened. Something happened in July. And I mean, I don't, what I don't understand is like the it seems to me like they still think he might play this year, or at least they're putting that out there publicly. And
but you know, doesn't that just dispel what you're saying, that he must have did something so faulty to where they voided the contract, but yet they'd be okay with him coming back? To me,
they voided next year.
I understand.
Okay, so now he's just
on him doing something wrong.
Right.
That's why I don't think it's that. For them to accept him back, oh, you did something wrong, you're done next year, but you could come finish these games with us.
Well, I mean, it could be the same as Juwan Jennings. I mean, he's not under contract next year, right? This is his last year.
But he didn't sign his name on a contract for the future, Stoney, giving him 24-9 next.
He redid his thing last year, or this past season, I think. All I'm saying is, I mean, so you don't believe that
something
Shanahan
happened?
No, you don't believe that Shanahan would use him this year. I think he would.
No, I totally believe that. Okay. That's what tells
well, there you
me.
Go.
Yeah, my intel tells me, okay, Brandon didn't do something that was so wrong that they wouldn't want him back any shape, form, or fashion. I'm saying Brandon is telling us, I ain't coming back. And you said something, you know, you went to July. Something did happen. He almost got traded. And it's kind of crazy that they, you know, we get the story of Kyle yanking the cord out to stop the facts from going through. Maybe he should have let it go through. So maybe something happened. That's what happened. And Ayuk never got over that. But all the accounts we hear, wherever they were going to trade him, he didn't want to go to Pittsburgh. He didn't want to go here or there. But now it seems like he's willing to go anywhere but the Bay.
I mean, he might have pulled a brilliant Steven Jackson.
Oh man,
signed a contract and said trade me, or maybe he,
like, it looks that way from my vantage point. And people could be like, "Oh, cool, you know." But yeah, you're right. We don't know. But Stoney, you don't tell player A, "Hey, your contract's over next season. But come back for these, how many games you got in you?" It don't, to me, I wouldn't want that dude back at all if he did something so egregious. You know, that's just me.
Well, Kyle will use him if I think he thinks he can help.
This reeks of Steven Jackson to me, Stoney. It really does. I signed it. I won't out.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, no.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, that's why I'm giving you the point.
Oh, no, I don't need the point.
What?
I don't need the point.
Good lap.
888-957-9570 is the number. Oh,
see, what we got?
408.
I've been focused on you today. What do we got?
I don't like either when Guru says 49ers should have won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because they should have lost to Green Bay, okay, and they should have lost to Detroit.
I didn't tell you. I read that during the break.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, that hit. Let's just say that. I got you.
Warriors play the Jazz tonight, Goo. And the Warriors right now 9-9. They've lost 3 in a row. And
Horford's out for the foreseeable future.
3 games.
With he has what LeBron has, sciatica. And then what about the cryptic video from Steve Kerr at the presser saying Jonathan can barely walk? I'm paraphrasing. He's not moving well at all.
Did Jonathan practice?
Kind of. He did a few things. Yeah.
Is he just,
I don't know where he, like, he's got to tell you where he is. I mean, he didn't do anything. We did, like, kind of, we didn't do scrimmages, but we did live drill work, and he barely did any of that. So, not moving well. So, training staff is working with him. You know, I have no idea when he's going to play.
Like, man, I'm you know, I'm a diehard, Stoney. What I saw Friday is a team that needs their 23-year-old quick, fast, in a hurry. I'm not saying he's going to ail all their problems, but Portland looked younger. They looked faster. They were taller. Klingon looked like Shaq. This thing, Stoney, has the ingredients to get out of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And fast, and I'm going to say this. This team is reminding me right now on Friday and the last few games of what it looked like before Jimmy got here. And now this is happening with now it's happening with Jimmy here.
Yeah.
What's the next move?
They play Utah tonight. They got to try to get a win to get to 10-9.
Not going to be. Utah gave the Lakers all that and some last night. Everybody laughing. Warriors minus 14.5 tonight.
Yeah, but it's going to be a tough game. Stop shaking your head, Corey. No, I mean.
What do you see or what are you not seeing? Don't always put it on me.
I'm seeing kind of what I was worried about that we might see. I mean.
Are you seeing it sooner
than
you thought?
First of all, let me be clear on a couple things.
Yeah. You said it at the summit.
As we talk about the season, okay, Kuminga's, he's missed 6-7 games?
Good Lord, yeah.
Big deal. He's not in this one. He just isn't.
But you need him, Stein.
No, you don't.
He's young.
You don't
He's
need
athletic.
Him. Yeah.
He's tall.
You don't need
you
him.
You need him. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you need him.
You need him bad.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
What are you grinning about?
I'm great. This guy, I'm just, first of all, why are we talking about him? He's not playing tonight.
Well,
seriously.
Because they're devoid in what he represents.
Which is what?
Youth, athleticism, and power. We have none of that.
You act as though he's a difference maker. And he's not.
Stoney, our point of attack defense is non-existent.
Right, and I'm throwing everybody in that. And he doesn't do that well either. He doesn't do that well either.
Well, he ain't a cone.
I mean,
be up 11 against Portland and have them run us down and just second chance points win by a Stoney, I'm worried. That's all I'm going to say to you. I ain't going to yell. I'm worried, man. And for what you said, this is what you expected. Are you seeing warts or things that you thought you would see sooner than you thought? And maybe that's what this is. What was discouraging me is the signs are early. They're happening early.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they are. And what, Draymond's questionable tonight?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Draymond's questionable. Butler probably is deciding right
Jimmy
now.
Jimmy called people out, though.
Oh, there you go.
No, about the defense, Donnie. Yeah. It's not there.
Yeah, this is Jimmy Butler.
I'm always optimistic, but I'm also honest and a truth teller. We can beat individuals on some nights whenever we're scoring the basketball, but you can't always bank on shots going in for whatever reason why. You always have to be able to guard, until we get back to guarding and taking when people score on us personally, we'll be in some, I don't know what's the word, we'll be in some funk for a while, but I think we can snap out of it. We're finna practice too, so that's good. Do some closeout drills, play some one-on-one, see who got what.
Well, I know two guys that aren't practicing. Tito Horford and Kuminga. And now you're telling me Dre is questionable.
Dre and Butler? Questionable?
Just Draymond for now.
Oh, okay,
no word
good.
Yet on Butler, but Draymond does have the foot issue. He's questionable right now.
And he's taking the ball out of a rim a whole lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And real quick, Stanley, where would they have been Friday night without Pods? I thought Pods saved them. They kept him in that game, but where would they be? Like, Steph Curry, it's not fair to ask this dude to be Clark Kent every damn night. And he ain't Clark Kent on defense. It's on offense. Boy, Stoney, I'm telling you, man. If I had the money, I might slip you whatever we bet. But the Laker bet, I'm looking good. It's early. But
yeah,
I have not been this down. Yeah, I was last year. This early.
You were down on him 26 days ago. Then you were up on him. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I drove home It was a somber drive home, Steiny, and I'm being real. I am starting to think about the architect behind why this team is devoid of size, why you let Looney go, or thought you could, why you don't have a lot of other guys that could create their own shot. I thought of Mike D, Steiny. I thought of Mike Dunleavy. Like, this team was put together, and right now it doesn't look like it matches. There's not a lot of sequence to what the Warriors are trying to do. And Steiny, Portland got everything in the paint and second chance points. It felt like it was 50-0. And that's a continuance of what we're seeing from this team. So that's why I was just taking issue with practice. Maybe that cuts down on it, but man, there's got to be another move made.
But who, for whom?
The guy that's not playing, Kuminga.
Well, think about what they're going to get for him.
Wow.
It's not going to be a lot.
Wow.
Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. Hey, Big Smooth, how you doing, man?
Talk to me, Smooth. Man,
I'm not doing too good. I love you for being honest.
Man,
okay, where do we start?
Yes.
We're really short, okay? We were short last year. How about boxing people out?
Mm.
How about that? How about playing some defense and stop standing around and watching people just walk to the rim? These are things, man, that personnel can't help.
Mm.
You gotta have a want to in you, man. I don't see the want to. And you're calling Podge Clark Kent. Okay. All right. He had a good game.
No, I was calling Curry Clark Kent. I said Podge help save him. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I was about to say. But look, it looks like we're just waiting on Curry to go nuclear every game. And Jimmy's right, man. Jimmy's right. This is not Warrior ball, man. Listen, maybe when we need Seth Curry. I never thought I'd say this. We need Seth Curry. We need DeAndre Melton because he's a ball handler. He can play some defense. Hopefully his body will hold up. I don't know. But I still think there's a – listen, I know we're not getting marketing. I know we're not getting a groundbreaking center, but we need some more size, man.
Wow.
We need somebody who can rebound, who wants to rebound, who happens to be over 6'8". Can we get that, man? Because, yeah, we got the 7-footer and post, but he doesn't really like to go in there and get his nose, put his nose in the middle of it. I guess why I'm sad, I'm depressed, is because reality sunk in. We're not very good, man.
I'm with you. Hey,
we're
real quick, Smoothie. What about Caleb Love dropping a career-high 26 like he
that's
was Dame Lillard?
Where are these guys? Where are these guys coming from that's coming into the league doing that? And our guys can't do that. This is what's frustrating, Goo. We got random guys. I love him in Arizona. How come our guys can't do what he's doing now?
Man.
Where is our young Thundercats? How come they're not doing that?
Wow. Steiny, what you got for
him? Well, they're champ.
Pray for me, man. Yeah. Pray for me, man.
All right.
No, I'm with you. Same chapel.
I mean, you know how.
You didn't say anything. We need some help.
Well, when you.
Now, finish that. You were going somewhere.
They think they've thought for the last 3 years they're a title team. And that means they were hard on the rookies. And that means the rookies and the young players don't play as much for the Warriors as they do for these other teams that are now starting to emerge. And now what we're finding is other teams got younger players that are ahead of our younger players because our younger players didn't play as much as them because we are hell-bent and infatuated on winning a fifth ring for Steph that is pretty unrealistic, but we're still sticking to it.
They came into that game and losers of 4 in a row. Portland did and felt comfortable.
Yeah, Portland's beaten you twice.
Mm.
And wow, it's because they're athletic as hell.
I just hate here. Like, I know. No, seriously, Steiny, like, you're in trouble every night then if athletic is where you're lacking athleticism.
Right.
Whole league is filled of. I mean, Love was doing whatever he wanted, and he wasn't by himself, but it's just like another episode of random dude gives it to the Warriors while we're at full strength. Everybody but Kuminga. Boy. Steiny, we could get in a hole early, man, if this keeps going.
Yeah, here's the one thing I don't want to do is we can't pretend like right now we're discovering they're old. And right now we're discovering they're small. And right now we're discovering they're not very athletic. And right now we're discovering that their entire roster doesn't have a player in its in his prime on the team. They don't have one player in his prime on the team.
And
right?
I want to say Kuminga's not
there.
I'm not,
he
no,
ain't
I'm
there.
Not.
So let me ask a
what
question.
What do you do then?
Let me ask a question to Warrior fans. When's the last time, you know, a team won a title without players in their prime?
It has not happened.
Okay, then why'd you think they were going to win 50-plus games and go to the Western Conference
Finals?
Because
they figured out who they were last year after Jimmy, 23-8, whatever the record was, Donnie, and they were causing fits. And their defensive metrics, they were the number one ranked defense the second half of the season. Now, why do you laugh? Like, that happened.
Yeah.
So what's changed? Why is the Lion not jumping for the stake like it was last year with this collective of talent?
Can somebody answer Goo's question?
Why are we feel like we're getting exploited every night?
Because you are.
Quentin Jackson. I still ain't forgot Steiny Friday. I can't get... How worried should Lacob and Mike D be about this the state of their team?
It's nothing they haven't planned for. I mean, like, that's the bottom line, is the way everything is set up right now for the Golden State Warriors, if this thing goes south, they'll pivot. They've got a two-year window, and maybe we'll find out after the first half of the year of year one that they're going to pull the plug. It's possible.
Wow.
It's absolutely possible. But I don't know what pull the plug means. You know, I don't know if you...
Well, what machine do you have outside of Steph? Hey, and let me tell you, I'm the biggest Jimmy Butler fan, Steiny, but I'm telling you, man, he ain't stressing nobody out to guard with his game offensively, and he's not what he was 4 years ago on the defensive end. So that's why I just took issue Friday, and I was out of pocket just a bit, just judging myself, because I was like, you know, Steiny does have a point. Maybe I am holding on to the past. But man, oh man, partner, it just seems like it is easy to score on this team, especially when there's no damn size.
Or athleticism.
Point of attack defense, we are an F. Steiny, I meant F.
Hey,
you talking score. Like, everybody, oh, they're going to come in Utah. Like, I'm going to be at the game. I'm taping the game. I'm turning the phone off.
Mm-hmm.
They better take care of business. But Steiny is getting to the point to where, 127 points and Portland's missing dudes.
This is Jimmy Butler after the loss to Portland.
We just not guarding nobody.
Wow.
From what I can tell, I haven't been here long, but that's never been the formula here. Not to win a championship. You got to take each and every matchup personal. Yeah, help's going to be there, but... We got to do way better guarding on that side of the ball. It's everything, because you're not taking anything away. You're not taking the paint away. You're not taking away layups, free throws, lobs, threes.
What?
So we don't know where they're going to get a shot from, but tonight they was getting whatever shot they wanted.
He said every level of the floor. And Steiny, Buddy Hield, 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting for Buddy. I love him, Steiny. There was nothing. Like, it's cute thinking, okay, he'll just snap out of this. But I don't know if he has what needs to be around him for to snap out of this. And I'm not just blaming Buddy. But, man, oh, man. We started a starting five, Richard, Moody, Curry, Green, Butler. Itty bitty itty. We're small, man. And we're doing nothing in regard to athleticism to make up for that height disadvantage.
I mean,
I ain't been this down in a while about Warrior basketball.
I guess, like, and this won't be the first time I've brought this up, but again, did Warrior fans just, when we say they were small and they're not very athletic and they're older, like,
they played the motion offense.
Did you think people who say this are lying? Like, do you think that the people who say this team's old, unathletic, and small, like, why would you think that those things just vanish?
Because they showed us last year they had a formula for it. But now it's happening fast, and I don't know what's happening. Steiny.
I mean,
you can lose, but there's just anybody that's watching basketball on this team, just it's the same story over and over. We got cement feet when it comes to loose balls. We can't create a shot if it's not Steph.
I mean, honestly.
And now, like, we're not guarding anybody.
Okay, well then give up on this Western Conference Finals.
I'll never do that.
Why?
Because then I'll have to pay you.
No, you don't. You're going to lose the bet for 50 wins. You might win the Lakers bet.
Well, no, Steiny, the front office can do something. They're 9-9.
What can they do?
Like,
what's attractive on this team? Like, who on this team is another team saying, let's get that guy?
It's only Kuminga.
And it's not even him. There's no clamor for Kuminga. Get ready to get disappointed when Kuminga gets traded.
Wow.
Because who would give up anything for Kuminga at this point? I wouldn't. That's just me.
And the joke, real quick, go ahead.
I'm done.
The joke was, or the whispers, or the dirty little secrets pasta was, they've won 3 games without Kuminga. And you weren't saying it, but look, where's that at? Now it's like they need him. And Kerr saying the 23-year-old is not moving well. Bilateral knee tendonitis?
He is the lead. Like,
Steiny, he's not.
He doesn't matter right now. He's hurt.
But what he possesses is what this team needs.
If you think Jonathan Kuminga is the difference between this team being 9-9 and this team being a 4 seed, then I'm out.
Quick, this is what they lost 127-123. He's the difference of them winning that damn game.
If you think
127-123.
If you think so, I don't think so at all.
Wow.
I see a guy who doesn't impact winning enough at all. And like, I don't know why we're talking about Kuminga. He can't play. He's not playing.
But it's apparent that you miss him.
No, it isn't. Not to me. I don't think you're missing him. 888-957-9570. Are we missing Kuminga?
You got to give him something. They're missing him a bit. You got to give him that.
And what exactly are they missing?
Athleticism, power, a guy that can score, attack the rim, play above the rim.
Yeah.
Point of attack.
One
defense.
Out of 7 games he does that. I'm not going to rip Kuminga, but I can't talk about him.
Mm.
He's not in this one. This Wednesday is your chance to win great prizes every single hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, and much more. That's this Wednesday, every hour starting at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.